Welcome to Grammar Lab, the podcast where we simplify the complexities of the English language for all you grammar enthusiasts out there.
Have you ever found yourself second-guessing whether to use a gerund or an infinitive? Keep listening as we dive into when and why each form should be used.
Let's start by defining our terms. A gerund is a verb form ending in -ing that functions as a noun. On the other hand, an infinitive is the base form of a verb, often preceded by the word to, and it can serve multiple roles in a sentence.
The fascinating thing about gerunds and infinitives is that they have ancient roots. The gerund form in English is thought to have evolved from Old English's present participle construction. We can find gerunds in some of the earliest English texts, like Beowulf.
Infinitives, too, have a long history. They can be traced back to the very beginnings of the English language and have closely mirrored the infinitive forms in other Germanic languages, such as German.
The usage of gerunds and infinitives has evolved over time. For example, in Old English, the infinitive often ended in -on or -ian and was used without the particle to. But by the Middle English period, to was commonly placed before infinitives, giving us the form we recognize today.
Understanding when to use a gerund or an infinitive can be tricky, but let's explore some guidelines. Typically, use a gerund when the verb is acting as a subject or object in the sentence. For instance, swimming is my favorite hobby.
Right, and when it comes to infinitives, they are often used after certain verbs like wish, hope, want, plan, and try. For example, I hope to learn Spanish this year.
Now let's try a little quiz to put this into practice. I'll give you a sentence with the word blank, and you, Jack, will fill in the blank with the correct form.
I'm ready.
She decided blank a break after working for 5 hours straight.
She decided to take a break. In this case, take is an infinitive because it follows the verb decided, which is one of those verbs that's typically followed by an infinitive.
Great. Now here's another one. Do you mind blank the window?
Do you mind closing the window? And that's a gerund as it follows the verb mind, which is usually followed by a gerund.
Perfect. Remember, listeners, there are always exceptions and special cases in English usage. Some verbs can be followed by either a gerund or an infinitive, but the meaning of the sentence changes. Take the verb stop. He stopped smoking means he quit smoking, while he stopped to smoke means he paused his activity to smoke a cigarette.
We hope you've enjoyed our tour through the maze of gerunds and infinitives. Remember, practice makes perfect, and reading widely can help you internalize these rules.
If you have questions you would like us to answer on future episodes, get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
And if you like the show, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time in the Grammar Lab. Goodbye.
Goodbye.